Blessed be the name of the Lord this morning. May I welcome you to this program called Church on Air. I want to give the Lord the glory because it's a time for you to be blessed again. Help me to call somebody. Help me to call your loved people. Help me to call your friends or phone somebody that this program, Church on Air, is now on this channel. And I know that my God will surely bless you again this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me thank God for all of you that send mails to us, especially those who are looking for financial assistance. I am sure God is meeting your needs in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God because we have done the little we could do for you, but I know that God, who is your source, will continue to provide for you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Having said that, I want you to know that, you know, for some times now, we have been sharing together on winning every battle of life. Winning every battle of life. Today, I'll be concluding on this particular message. And I know that you are blessed. And if you are blessed, you know, you can just give us, you know, a text message telling us what this program is doing in your life. You know, you can share your testimony with us. And I know that the name of the Lord shall be glorified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Winning every battle of life. Today, I want to share with you three keys. Three keys in winning battle of life. And I want you to please be attentive where you are. If possible, if you have your Bible with you, oh, let's enjoy the grace of the Word of God together. And together, we shall be blessed in the name of Jesus. Winning, you know, the battle of life. Three keys in winning. I'm going to pick these three keys from a single verse in the Bible. Can we go to the book of 1 Corinthians? Chapter 15, verse number 58. Yes.
Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
Wow. Now, we are going to look at three keys there in that 1 Corinthians 15, 58. Number one, he said, be ye steadfast. Then number two, he says, be what?
Unmovable.
Unmovable. That's two. Then number three,
always abiding in the work of the Lord.
Yes, keep serving the Lord, abounding in the work. So number one, you know, key to winning every battle is prayer. Number one, key in winning, you know, if you can pray, you will become a prey. If you pray to God, you know, you will receive divine assistance from heaven. Can you see that? So prayer is a major factor in winning battle of life. You know, so your prayer gives you victory. Your prayer opens, you know, door of victory to you. So why can you not pray? In fact, Ezekiah prayed. You know, in the book of 2 Kings, chapter 19, we can see, you know, Ezekiah the king praying there, you know, when the enemy arose. 2 Kings, chapter 19, 14 to 19, yes.
And Ezekiah received the letter of the hand of the messengers and read it, and Ezekiah went up into the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. And Ezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord God of Israel, which dwellest between the cherubims, thou art the God, even thou alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth. Thou hast made heaven and earth. Verse 16. Lord, bow down thy ear and hear. Open, Lord, thy eyes and see, and hear the words of Sennacherib, which has sent him to reproach the living God. Of a true Lord, the kings of Assyria have destroyed the nations and their lands, and have cast their gods into the fire, for they were no gods but the works of men's hand, wood and stone. Therefore, they have destroyed them. Now therefore, O Lord our God, I beseech thee, save thou us out of its hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord God, even thou only.
Wow, can you see? Sennacherib came. He was, you know, he was the agent of the king of Assyria. He came to threaten Jerusalem. He came, you know, to destroy Jerusalem. And he was speaking, you know, and he was telling, you know, Ezekiah, which God will deliver you from our hand. You know, he was telling Ezekiah, go and see the other nations. Go and see the other kings that we have destroyed. Hear me, because they destroy others, they can't destroy you. because somebody died doesn't mean you will die. Because, you know, there is a power destroying somebody's life, it doesn't mean it will destroy you too. Can you see now? Now, because Sennacherib, they have gone here and there, and himself and the king of Assyria, they have destroyed nations, means that they will destroy every nation. You know, when people will die, you are excluded. When people are to be tortured, you are excluded. When children are to die, you know, this month, your own children are excluded. Why? Because you belong to God and because you can pray. Can you see? So, Ezekiah prayed. He didn't know what to do. You know what he did? Bible says he spread the letter. The letter that, you know, Sennacherib wrote. He spread it before the Lord. And he was asking God for help. I have told you that everyone that wants, you know, to win every battle of life must ask God for help. Can you see? So he was asking God for help. And at the end of the day, what happened? We were told that God came in and they were defeated. God, you know, put them to shame. I pray this morning. And I pray to somebody as you are hearing me that every Sennacherib, every enemy that is standing against you, I say they shall be put to shame in the name of Jesus Christ. I say God will put them to shame and they shall be defeated. Any power standing against you, any power threatening your life, today I pray that God has given you grace over them in the name of Jesus Christ. So, you know, Ezekiah went to God. And God gave him the victory. Not only Ezekiah, you know, I told you also of Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat, when three nations came against him, you know, Jehoshaphat went to God. He prayed because the Bible says initially he feared. He was afraid. But you know what now? He summoned courage. And so he went to God. Can we read, you know, 2 Chronicles chapter 20? Let's read from verse 5. To 12 years.
And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven, and rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thy hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gavest it to the seed of Abraham thy friend forever? And they dwell therein, and have built thee a sanctuary therein, for thy name, saying, If when evil cometh upon us, as the sword judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house, and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. And now behold, the children of Ammon, and Moab, and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade, when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them, and destroy them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given to us to inherit.
Hallelujah. Can you start to see now that, you know, this man in Joshua, he cried to God. You know, one thing I want you to know is that prayer is the first weapon we use whenever we face life battles. Prayer is the first weapon. Don't be a soldier with that weapon. Prayer is your weapon. You must be skillful in using it. You must be skillful in using the word of God. Can you see? So, he was quoting the word that God spoke to them. He said, anyone that faces this house, faces the temple, and asks for help, you will surely help. So, admit you need help, as I've told you. Also, rely on God's power. Rely on God's power. And also, you know, don't allow that the enemy has come. Don't allow that one to jitter you. Don't allow that one to push you out of emotion. God is in control. No matter the people, the power that is rising against you this morning, I see you are more than a conqueror in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, in all these things, we are more than a conqueror. Do you know that Jehoshaphat defeats the Moab and the Ammon and the children of Mosiah? You know, let's read verse 23 of that particular chapter. Yes.
For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mosiah, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they have made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another.
Wow, your enemy will start to fight themselves. See what happened. You know, the people that came against Judah, you know, after the prayer unto God, God made them to face themselves. God made them to fight themselves. You know, can you see now? So, this is the result of prayer. If somebody can pray, I mean, God is there to answer. There is God in heaven to answer you when you pray. So, you need fervent prayer. But number one thing in that, you know, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, is that he said, be what? Be steadfast. The word steadfast means fervent, you know. So you must be fervent in prayers. Can you see now? Fervent in prayers. Not only in prayers, you must be fervent in faith. Your faith must be standing. Also, you must be fervent in love. Now, I say you must be fervent in prayers. Like, let's see it in that, in James chapter 5, in verse 17. James chapter 5, verse 17, yes.
Elias was a man subject to like passion, as we are, and it prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months.
Wow, can you see? Elijah was a man born like us. He asked one head like you, he asked two eyes like you, and he prayed. He probably said he prayed earnestly. The word earnestly means fervently. No, he prayed, and he prayed a prayer from the heart. And his prayer was able to stop rain for 3.5 years. What are you doing? You two can stop. Unstoppable now. You too can stop every demon now. You can stop every demon attacking you. You can stop every demon attacking your house. You can stop every power of the devil. You look, you can stop everything that wants to stop you from moving forward. I see you stopping them as from now henceforth in the name of Jesus Christ. So Elijah was a man like us. He was born like us. And can you see what he did? You know, through prayers, there was no rain. Wow. It is through prayer we can conquer this virus. What do you call it? It's through prayers. It's through prayers. And I see the prayer of the saints ascending to God, and this virus is being destroyed totally in the name of Jesus Christ. So also in Colossians chapter 4, Colossians chapter 4, verse number 12. Colossians chapter 4, you know, verse 12, yes.
Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, salute you always, laboring fervently for you in prayers, that ye may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God.
Can you see that, you know, you see a man called Epaphras there? Bible says he was laboring. So prayer is work. Prayer is work. He was laboring in prayer that, you know, a church should stand. Hear me? You have preached to a soul. That is good. You know, you have shared the gospel with a soul, with a man. That is good. You know, you still need to pray for God to establish that man, because there have been powers controlling that man or that woman before you preach to him or her. So you need to pray. You need to pray. You know, Paul was speaking to the Galatians. You know, he said, my little children, in whom I travail in birth until Christ be formed in you. So you need fervent prayer, you know, when you want, you know, a soul to be established in God. So number one thing to winning battle of life, you know, is prayer. And that prayer must be fervent. Not just, you know, common prayer. Not just prayer that is not full of fire. Though such prayer cannot stop the devil. You need to pray. In fact, you need to pray with fasting. Bible says this thing cannot be so except by fasting and prayer. You need to add fasting to your prayer to make it all. So you need fervent prayer. Also, I say you need fervent faith. Your faith must be standing. You know, Bible said the just shall live by faith. Can we see Matthew chapter number 8, verse number 26? I will see you after this time out in the name of Jesus Christ.
The MP3s of this message and other previous messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga is now available on our website. Kindly visit www.cdnmi.org.ng. www.cdnmi.org.ng. Just locate the Church on Air page on the website, and there you can find all the messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga. God bless you.
Welcome back in the name of Jesus Christ. We are saying that, you know, apart from prayer, you need fervent faith also. Matthew chapter 8, verse 26, yes.
And he said unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm.
Look at Jesus. He was, you know, in the boat with his disciples. And Bible says there was a boisterous wind, the wind blowing against them. You know, wind blowing against their progress. Wind, you know, wind blowing against their boat. What boat are you right now? Is it your marital boat? Is it your business boat? You know, is it your financial boat? What is the wind blowing against you now? You know, if we can pray today, do you know that you will survive that wind? You know, and when the disciples, they were not praying. What are you doing? They are doing activity. Yeah, me, mere activity cannot help you. These people, they are not praying. They are laboring with their physical, in the physical. Look, physical effort cannot stop spiritual problem. Physical effort cannot stop spiritual problem. You use spiritual for spiritual. That is why prayer is spiritual. So when the disciples, they are doing all they could do, but the wind continued to blow, they went to Jesus. Can you see? They need help. They needed help. They went to Jesus. And Jesus Christ came. Oh, ye of little faith. Because what they are doing is out of faith. And Jesus Christ spoke. Eh? And he commanded the wind to be still. And immediately there was calm. Oh, every wind blowing against you, as you hear me this morning, I command them to go down in the name of Jesus. I declare every wind blowing against your marriage, blowing against your life, blowing against your family, blowing against your business, blowing against your health. Every wind of the devil that is blowing against you, let them cease in the name of Jesus. So Jesus Christ spoke, you know, by authority of the faith of God, and everything came to, you know, to normalcy. Your life will resume in order today. Now, see also, you know, Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. Let us see fervent prayer again. Yes.
And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you.
If you have faith like a mustard seed, you will command. People of faith, they are people that are bold. That's why David could go to Goliath. David, an ordinary man, meeting a five-star general, Goliath. Can you see? You must be bold. Look, no matter what is happening in your life, be bold. Be strong. When you are in the crisis of life, be strong. It can't consume you. You know, speak the word. Act boldly. You know, the moment you start to shake, the devil will take advantage of that. Come on. When you are in problem, declare the word of God. Declare it boldly. Declare what the word of God said. And the situation will obey you. It must obey you. Are you sick right now? Declare the word of God. By his stripes you are healed, and the sickness will bow. Are you in financial mess and you are looking for what to eat this morning? Declare the word of God. I've been young, but now I'm old. I'm not seeing the righteous forsaking or a seed begging for bread. You know, are you in need? Declare, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You know, no matter what, you know, stand on the word. The word of God can support you. The word of God will give you the victory. It is the word that you need. So, exercise your faith. Switch on your faith by declaring the word of God, and it shall be so in the name of Jesus Christ. So, number two key is that be immovable. You know, that is, don't retreat in the face of adversity. Don't run back. Don't say, I am a mess. So, don't run back. Stand against the devil. I have told you, don't run, but face your challenge. You know, face the challenges. Why? Because running away from challenges is the same as defeat. Running away from challenges is the same as defeat. So don't run. Don't run at all. What do? Though the best defense is offense. So once you run, your troubles and your problem will follow you until you collapse and surrender. One man ran away from Nigeria. You know, he had many problems. He went to America to settle there, thinking that all this ancestral power will go. When he got to America, it was the ancestral demon that welcomed him. We welcome to America. See? You follow me? The demon said, you are the one that needed visa. We don't need visa at all. You know, witch and wizard, they don't need visa. You know, immediately they are the one that welcomed to America. So the battle started again. Look, it can stop the enemy when you speak against them. So don't retreat. You know, face the adversity. Thank God for somebody like David, that when other people are running away from Goliath, he said, no way, I will not run. So take your stand, fight back. The devil is already. Take your stand, fight back. Bible says, submit yourself to God and resist the devil, and then what? And he will flee from you. You know the problem? You know, you are afraid. I told you last week, I said, when battle of life come, some, they are always afraid. Some emotion will take control of them, and others, they will lose hope and give in to defeat. In fact, when some people see problem like this, they say, Satan, oh yeah, take me away. Oh. Why? You don't need to die before death comes. No, you must not. You know, God is on your side. You must see it and know it, that God is on your side. Then the last key is, you know, abounding in the work of the Lord. Wow. Abounding in the work of the Lord. You know, can we quickly read, because of time, Daniel chapter 6, and we are reading verses 16 and 20 there. Daniel chapter 6, 16 and 20. Abounding in the work of God means keep serving the Lord. You know, as you keep serving the Lord, you will win the battle, because service gives you winning strength. Yes.
Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel,
yes,
thy God whom thou servest continually,
your God that will serve continually,
he will deliver thee.
Even the king is a believer. You call yourself a Christian. You have a small problem like this. You are like a jellyfish. You have a small problem. The king said, Daniel, your God that you serve. So it means that the king knew that there is victory in service. He said, the God that you serve is able to deliver you. God will deliver you. She continued to serve God. You know, in service, there is blessing. In service, there is winning power. In service, there is lifting. In service, there is provision. Say, and ye shall serve the Lord of God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and he will take away all these secrets away from thee. Can you see? That is service. Can you see now? So, the king knew that through service you can win battles. Let me tell you verse 20, yes.
And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel.
The king cried in a lamentable voice to Daniel.
And the king spake and said to Daniel,
uh-huh.
O Daniel, servant of the living God,
mm-hmm.
is thy God whom thou servest continually, wow, able to deliver thee from the lions?
Wow, he is the God that you serve. It will be a reproach if when you are in problem and the God that you serve cannot save you. It will be a reproach. It will be a reproach if you die at this age. Eh? When you have not made it. Which God are you serving? Do you know the story of Elisha and Eba? You know, they want to know whose God is God. And Elisha said, yeah, prepare the altar. You prophet of Ba, prepare the altar. Let us see the God that can send down fire. And they did everything, and fire did not come down until towards the evening. Elijah now prepared his own altar. He called on God of heaven and earth, and God sent down fire. Can you see now? So your God, he should be able to help you. I pray this morning, as I'm closing this message, that the Lord you serve will set you free from every power in the name of Jesus Christ. That is why you must serve him. You know, keep on serving God. Don't allow your problem to derail you. Don't allow the problem you are at to derail you. Thank God for listening. I give God the glory, because three keys. Number one, you must be fervent or steadfast. Number two, you must be movable. Number three, you must keep serving the Lord. I see you next week in the name of Jesus. God bless you.
For free prayer and counseling, pending reach Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga on 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me, in Jesus' name, amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tenda Bible School, the Man for our Free Tracts and Magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for our books and various topics. Join us in our Family Life and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, first service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and second service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.